assistance thinking side is probably the biggest thing that puts people in a position where they get stuck and they feel like they're in a prison and they don't actually progress at the rate that they could or should have.
I want to just quickly jump into something first. So we set a goal this year, and I know everyone probably worked on a lot of stuff around goal setting and all sorts of stuff as well. We changed one thing this year that I think will make a huge difference for us when it comes to goal setting. And it's that I added in an impact goal. So not a we make money goal, not a we want to get this team goal, not an XYZ goal, but a legitimate like, no, I want to help this amount of people make this much money this year, if that makes sense, right? Now, this hasn't been something that we've actively done before, but I am quite excited to get into, I guess, the habits and behavior of someone who is, I mean, being really intentional about the actual results that we want to create, right? Like, we have inherently been really good at creating results. We have a library of testimonials that most people would jerk off to if they had that at their own disposal at the same time as well. But interestingly enough, we've never set an actual goal around it at the same time as well. And one of the bigger things that I'm doing to help and support that right now is definitely a couple things. So the first goal that we really want to achieve with all of it is we want to help, like the first big one is get 50 people to 50 grand a month at a bare minimum this year.
Cheeky people up to about 250 or whatever it else it is at the same time as well. The first goal is we want to get 50 people to 50 clients. Sorry, 50 grand a month. And I want to quickly run through this just because it'll be helpful for whoever watches this afterwards. So 50 clients to 50. 10 to 100. And 3 to 250. The reason, rhyme and rationale as to why I did this is because this will reshape the way we do our delivery as well, meaning that I will be putting a lot more energy, effort, and attention into doing some really deep account reviews every single month for every single client that we have to ensure that we are moving towards this, this, and this. And if we're not, there's going to be some really big question marks and working out what why things aren't happening, why they are at the same time too. The reason behind this is like, one, it actually helps us as a team get together and really want to fight towards something, because we can see as we're sort of ticking the amount of people that we are getting closer to this, we can collectively celebrate towards something that we are actually all collectively involved in having achieved, if that makes sense, right? So like from sales team through to delivery team through to everything else, there is a clear connection between everyone as to how that person got to that revenue goal in some way, shape, and form. And as a consequence of that, it's really good for culture, but it's really fucking good for marketing at the same time too, right? I don't see a lot of people actually utilizing impact goals in their business, and I just thought it'd be really cool to sort of share with you guys more than anything else. But I want to run through one thing that would be really helpful for anyone who wants to actually chase any of these goals down themselves. And this is what I really wanted to get into more than anything else. So if you want to be one of the people who go to get to 50 grand a month, there's only a few things you need to focus on, in my opinion. Number one is like getting your marketing right. So you just need to be able to understand what the promise you want to actually communicate that you're going to make to the market is for the market that you want to serve, right? So you want to be able to communicate to them what problem you're going to be able to solve for them, what promise you're going to make to them to be able to actually get them to understand the type of help that you're going to be able to give to them. Number two is you want to be able to dial your setting in to a point where you can look at a number and work out, or you can look at your numbers and work out, I need to do X, Y, Z in order for me to be able to achieve the amount of calls that we need to be able to actually get the amount of clients we need to be able to get to 50 grand a month, $1,500 or $2K per client per month or whatever it is. It's only 25 to 28 clients. It's not a lot of people for you to work with. It's actually one client every 2 weeks for you to get there by the end of the year, if that is the actual goal in the first place as well. And then number three, it's dial sales in at the same time too, right? So these ones are all really obvious and really simple at the same time too. One thing I do want to share though, and this is the intent of running through this, is kind of because when most people start to, and this is just observation after working with, you know, boring 400 clients now. The biggest thing that, in my opinion, slows people down once they get to this stage is actually emotional, and it's not practical. It's not like a skill deficit or whatever it is in some way, shape, and form. It's an emotional issue where they get here and say, I'm sick of doing this. I'm sick of doing this. I'm sick of doing this. Because and they're pissed off with it. They're frustrated with the fact that they have to keep doing it. They're frustrated with the volume of work that it takes. They're frustrated with the XYZ or whatever it is, if that makes sense, right? And one of the bigger things that always helped me in this scenario was to not look at it as the same work anymore. Because I know that for me personally, something that always used to happen was I would get good at something and like, cool, now I know how to do it. It became boring. And obviously there's the whole like do the boring work and all of this stuff as well. But for me, I'm a big systems thinking human. And the reason, rhyme and rationale for me when it comes to any of this stuff is like, if I'm responsible for doing something, it's very infrequent that my intent is to be responsible for doing that for a really long period of time. It's usually more so likely that I'm looking to do it so I can actually build a process or a playbook for it, so I can get someone to come in and take over that task so that I can actually be in a position where I'm actually no longer going to have to be responsible, but also in a position where we are growing, scaling, and have playbooks to be able to create or give to someone who can come in and do really well and crush things for us at the same time too. So if you are on that path of getting to 50K, whatever it is, the fourth step is actually systems thinking. Now, this is not the first time I've thought about this or spoken about this in any way, shape, and form, but I've noticed when people get to that, say, 20K per month mark or 15 to 20K, there's a huge frustration for doing these tasks anymore. They're like, oh man, it's too much work. It's X, Y, Z, it's blah, 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 right? I've noticed it's usually because most people are, they're good at it now. And they're frustrated because they are good at it, that there's a volume of time that has to happen in order to do so. And as a consequence of that, it creates a just this sense of frustration inside them. They either don't do it or they start sabotaging, if that makes sense. And something that I started doing that made a really big difference for me in particular was looking at it as, okay, I'm good at it. How frequently am I good at this that it's done with the exact same process as opposed to my random skill that's thrown into it? And how can I start looking at this as a process that can be documented really, 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 really well and creating a stack load of examples and a stack load of videos, playbooks, whatever it is that shows really clearly for anyone else to walk in and help me out what to do. So there can be something when I go to hire someone, I'm in a position where I can very, very, very confidently walk them through it and no longer have to be in a position where I have to be responsible for that long term. And now when I'm doing the task, it's no longer a frustration for me. It's done with the intent of me actually creating something for someone else to follow and actually go through the process of, you know, relieving me of that position, if that makes sense. I really wanted to talk about the systems thinking side today because it is probably the biggest thing, in my opinion, that puts people in a position where they get stuck and they feel like they're in a prison. And they don't actually progress at the rate that they could or should have because they always thought of it as that prisoner. They always thought of it as something that they would have to do forever. And the biggest problem this actually solves long-term is like, one, it's an emotional problem that it solves for you. But two, the other problem that it solves for you is it actually puts you in a position where when you do go to hire that person, you actually have something that they actually have to be able to walk into and fully comprehend how to actually do the role. So the biggest one that I think most people want to hire is like an appointment setter. Biggest reason why most setters fail is they don't have a really clear process that works with stacks of examples of proof that it works and something that they can look at and go, oh, that's great. That's great. I can just follow this, copy this, do whatever it is at the same time too, while you're communicating through how to actually help them comprehend it at a deeper level through, you know, role plays or speaking through the actual avatar on the problems or going through case studies or whatever it might be, if that makes sense. But where, again, most people I see get stuck is they don't actually do anything about this and they end up never getting past this stage because they never put this stuff together or never had the intent of doing that. And as a consequence of that, they created this prison for themselves here. And then they got frustrated with us or got frustrated with themselves or whatever it is. And it was because they never did it with the intent. They never walked into a task with the intent of going, I just need to know how to do this well enough for me to be able to hire someone who can come in and take it off my plate so that I can go and actually move on to the next stage of management or whatever it is for the company or whatever it might be at the same time as well. Now, why I like thinking in this way is that this, in my opinion, is probably the biggest skill that will help you bridge the gap getting from, say, 20 to 50, but definitely getting from 50 to 100 and definitely getting from 100 to 250, adding in a bunch of leadership and all this stuff as well. But no one talks about it enough, in my opinion, because it's always just about marketing, setting sales or whatever it is. But it's like the question is, how do you get yourself out of those things? And if you don't have a accurate process on getting yourself out of those things, started well earlier than you had needed to in the first place, you'll never actually have been ready for it. And you'll never actually have a clear comprehension as to how you're going to walk someone through their new position or whatever it is. And I just want to keep dropping new bits of insight as to how, if I were you guys, to be thinking about how to actually do the tasks that you are doing, because no one was more frustrated with having to set than me. No one was more frustrated than having to do sales calls than me. No one was more frustrated than me than having to do any of these things until I started thinking in terms of systems. It was like, if I'm not good enough to be able to do this and I'm not good enough to be able to communicate this in 5 steps for a 5-year-old to understand it and have a documented procedure and have examples of what success it initially looked like, how the fuck can I actually put myself in a position where I can expect someone else to come in and be able to do something great for me and put me into a position where I can ascend and become the person that I want to become if I don't have all these things at bay and in play for them to be able to follow from the day that they start, or well before that at the same time too. So my role in ensuring that everyone gets to these goals is just to keep sharing as much as I can about probably the thinking and systems procedure for you guys over the next 12 months for you guys to be able to achieve these. And I'll be reviewing every account really fucking deeply every single month with the intent of working out where are the biggest bottlenecks as a collective for everyone and where are the biggest bottlenecks collectively for that specific account. So we can give you specific insight as to how you guys legitimately can get through this stuff. And I'll either create trainings or I'll reach out and say, hey, you're shit at this. Let's fix that. Or you're really good at this. Let's do more of it, if that makes sense. So that's what I thought I'd share. I don't know if there's any questions to this or whatever it is. I just wanted to share it because it's obviously there's two things I wanted to get across. Number one is having this is going to be a game changer for us, in my suspicion is, but having this for you guys is going to be a game changer for you guys if you leverage it effectively at the same time too. A lot of people reach out to me asking about what I, and it's funny because the words they use is team stuff, right? And the reason why I've been able to get great team and be able to keep them and everything else as well is, like, one, the documented procedures are fantastic and I have a really good pathway for all of them to be able to follow, to be able to become the person they want to become, i.e. promotions or income bracket increase or whatever it is at the same time too. But it all starts with this. Without this, I wouldn't have any of it, if that makes sense. So before I move on and start getting to questions, is there any questions on this or any insights you guys want to have to this or whatever it is? Because this is a great place for it.